Okay, so we're on the in Nun Chet Aleph. So we had spoken yesterday about being the Kaddish a woman with Chulin Shnish Ketubah Azara. If you have a non-Hekdesh animal that's shechted in the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash, so it's Asur B'Hanah. So if you make Kaddish a woman with it, she's not Mikudeshet. That's what we said yesterday. So 10 lines down on Nun Chet Aleph. Ashrechinu Mar Yehuda, the Yosef, the Rav Shmuel Berei, the Rabbi Bar Bar Chana. So Mar Yehuda encountered Rav Yosef, Rav Shmuel Berei, the Rabbi Bar Chana. They were standing at the entranceway of the Beis Medrash of Rabbah. So Rabbah is like Rav Yosef's Bar Pluto throughout Shas. So Amar Lahu, so Mar, this is Mar Yehuda, said to these two Chachamim, Tanya, we learn the Braisa, Hamakadish Petra Chamor, the Basra Bechalav, the Chulin Shish Ketubah Zara, which Shmuel Omer Mekudeshet, the Chachamim Omerin Mekudeshet. So these are items that were mentioned in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said it's not Mekudeshet. We learned that if you're Mekadish Petra Chamor, so Reb Shimon holds that she's Mekudeshet, and we had this yesterday in the Gemara, that remember this was the Braisa we did midway down the column on the Zion of the Bays about the Petra Chamor. It's Asher Benah the Rebbe Yehuda Reb Shimon Matir. Shimon was Matir to get right before the Arifa. For the Arifa, Shimon says you can get Hamah from Petra Chamor. So it's not surprising that he says that a man can be if a man's Mekadesh woman with a Petra Chamor, the Mekudeshet. Then Bebaser Bechalav, then we also had. So we learned that the mainstream thinking is Asher Benah, but then we had in our Braisa, Reb Shimon ben Yehuda said the Basra Bechalav is Asur Bechalav, the Mutar Banah, that it was Mutar Banah. So Rashi seems to identify, we have it Reb Shimon ben Yehuda. Rashi seems to assume it's Reb Shimon. So either way, Reb Shimon holds it's also Mutar Banah. But here's the key one. So Chulin Shnish Ketubah Zara, where Reb Shimon says you can be Kaddish Nisha with it. Reb Shimon Omer Mekudeshet, but Chachamim remain in Mekudeshet. Alma, Chulin Shnish Ketubah Zara, at least on a Torah level, it's not Asur B'Hana'ah according to Reb Shimon. All right, now this is again, this is Mar Yehuda is posing a question now to these Chachamim. He hasn't posed the whole thing yet. Now he says Raminu, and he posed a contradiction from the following Mishnah. He says Rabbi Shimon Omer, so it means like this. If Chulin Shnish Ketubah Zara is only prohibited on a Drabbanan level, so I understand that there would be a din maybe to burn it. In other words, on a Torah level, if you have Psulei Mukdashim, you have a korban that became Pasul, so it has to be burned. Certain things that are Asur B'Hanah are Nikbarim. And certain things that are Asur B'Hanah are Nisrafim. So Chulin Psulei Mukdashim is Nisrafim. So I can understand that Chulin Shnish Ketubah Zara, in other words, if I would permit somebody to get Hana from it, so then people would think, like even the Psulei Mukdashim might get Hana from. So fine, so not. And so then, as a Gzeira, not to confuse one with another, so I can understand that I would burn it. I understand I would burn it. But the Mishnah says, Yisarfu a chaya that was shechted in the Azara. So a chaya, I would not come to confuse with Psulei Mukdashim. In other words, Psulei Mukdashim have to be burned. So I would understand that Chulin Shnish Ketubah Zara, it might be Gzeira Derabanan, that they're also burned. I can understand Chulin Shnish Ketubah Zara because I don't want people to get confused between Chulin Shnish Ketubah Zara and Psulei Mukdashim. So I just didn't burn that as well, but why to say that a chaya would also be burned? That doesn't a chaya is a not a, it's a, in other words like a draft like a draft. It's not going to be a korban from a draft, but by shecht the draft in the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash, that's also burned. So that we don't understand. But if I say that no, that there's a din in Chulin Shnish Ketubah Zara, that on a Torah level they're all prohibited by Hana'ah, so then I understand that I have the same level. Of what I'm going to treat it all the same, whatever it is, whatever that is. So in Achinami, so I'm doing Sreifa because Psulei Mukdash Moris Nisraf, but here I have this whole Getter, 7 9 things. So that's the contradiction. So it says Ishtiku. So he posed this question to Rav Yosef and to and Rav Shmuel berated the Rabbah Bar Bar Chana, and they were silent. They didn't have an answer. So Ad came to the Rabbah. So they came to Rabbah. Now this was at the entrance to Rabbah's Beis Medrash, and Rav Yosef and Rabbah are Bar Pluktas. So he says it's interesting that Rav Yosef is also at the basement, you know, like or it was at the entrance to Rabbah's Beis Medrash. Ad coming to Rabbah, Amar Lahu, he said to them, Palga Uchminchi. He says like the Palga is like this vexatious person. In other words, this Mar Yehuda was asking the questions. He like creates problems. He says, he bested you in an argument. Here's the answer. He says, when the Braisa says, according to Rav Shimon, that you're Mekadesh and Isha with Chulin Shechutu Zara, doesn't mean that he holds that Chulin Shechutu Zara is normally Mutar Ba'ana'ah, that it was shechted and turned out to be a treifa animal. So he says, Rav Shimon Tameh, the Tameh treifa. So if I shecht a treifa animal, an animal that's openly known and notoriously a treifa, where Leibowitz was saying, let's say it has three legs that would be openly notorious, or I shecht it and it turns out that it's a treifa, Zebezah. So even though it was chulin in the azara, Rav Shimon is matir. In the way that Rav Leibowitz was saying, in other words, it's not really a shechita. In other words, it's a treifa animal. So according to Rav Shimon, in achinami chulin shnishchatu zara, if it's a proper shechita, in achinami it's aser banah. But if there's a psul in the shechita, so it's not chulin shnishchatu zara. Everything is still with the shechita. So when the first when the braisa that we quoted that he says that a man is a kaddish and isha with chulin shnishchatu zara, so the way that Rav is explaining the braisa. In Achinami, Rabbi Yosef holds no. The Chulin Shechutu Zara is Aser B'Ana on a Torah level, and that's why they both have to be burnt and Lichai as well. But when it comes to Mekadosh and Isha, so it wasn't really a Shechita. It's a Shechita Sheina Ruya. So Mela, nothing clicks in because it's a Shechita Sheina Ruya. Okay, welcome Daniel. We're on Nun Chet Amud Aleph around midway down the column. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far? Okay, did you get part of this for now? Okay, so all right, let's go over again.
I got the first
all right all
question.
right all
You
right all
have
right all
some
right
time.
all right all right, all right, all right. So this Mar Yehuda poses a question to these two Chachamim. He says there's an ostensible stira in the Shita of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says in the Braisa that if you could be Mekadosh and Isha with Chulin Shnishchatu Ba'azara. So he takes it that on a Torah level it's Mutar Ba'ana. Right, only on sorry, Durbana. That's the first he saw it. But then he says the other Mishnah that he quotes says that Chulin Shnishchatu Ba'azara and even a Chaya that's Nishchat Ba'azara, which has to be burned. So if Chulin Shnishchatu Ba'azara would be a Din Durbanan, so I can understand that it has to be burned because I don't want people to get confused with Psulei Mukdashim. Psulei Mukdashim would be korbanot that are shechting and not coming out right. So they have to be burned. So Chulin Shnishchatu I'm also going to burn if it's a Durabanan level. But why would I also have to burn the Chaya that is Shechabazara? In other words, if it's only in a Durabanan level, it's too far removed. In other words, the Chaya, I'm not going to confuse it with the korban. So that could be Nikbar or whatever, but I'm not going to have to do Strafe. So he says, no, the answer is Rav Shimon holds it's all Daraisa. And the bright and when the Braisa says you can be Kaddish and Isha with Chulin Shnishchatu Ba'azara, it means it was Treifa and there was no. Okay. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? All right.
How can designate and come and say that Chaya is too far-fetched? People who don't know, they just don't know. For them,
No,
Chaya,
no,
animal,
no, no,
everybody
no,
don't know
no,
that at
no,
all.
no, no. In the base of Mikdash, there are
Correct.
three animals we use in
Correct. So
Korban.
Chaya is not part of
Let's
it.
say I bring
So
a
then I
giraffe.
don't
I
understand.
bring a giraffe. Nobody ever thinks it's going to get confused with the giraffe with the korban. So it's so far removed. It's a Durabanan, and then on top of that, it's removed. Okay, let's go further in the Gemara. Now, we're at the two dots around 10 lines above where it gets wide. Okay, everybody with me? Okay. Mechorana. We said in the Mishnah we quoted all these Yisuri Hana'a that if you're Mekadosh and Isha with them, not Mekadeshet. But if I sell any of these Yisuri Hana'a, and I might be in halacha by doing that, but if I sell it and I get money for it, I can be Kaddish the Isha with the money, meaning that the Yisuri Hana'a are only the original object and not the money. Okay? So the Gemara says, Manalan. So where do we know that the Yisuri Hana'a, like the taint, does not go to the money that they sold for? So the Gemara says, Vigdali Rafan, the Vodafokavi, Maita Serum Kabohu. Torah reveals us by avodah zarah. If a person, let's say, has avodah zarah and he sells it, the object that he sells it will be, prohibited. He says vayitacherem kamo, it'll be banned like the avodah zarah. He says kamo, anything that you process it with or whatever, it has the same status. Mithlal, the fully source of the Torah shalom. So the Gemara says, the Gemara takes it that that's the exception, and all the other Isurim, the money becomes permissible. That's what we said. So the Gemara says, so why don't we take that as the example for the whole Torah and say, just like by Avodah Zarah, so I sell the Avodah Zarah, so the money is prohibited. So everything else that's Isurim now, also I sell, the money is prohibited. Says, we shouldn't have Avodah Kufa in the Shri, because I have another example where it's tofes the money, and that's by Shemitah, which we'll see in a minute, the produce of Shemitah. So if I sell the produce of Shemitah, the money gets infused with the same din of the Shvius as the original payroll. We'll see in a minute. So
and the money comes.
we'll see in a minute. Again, so so by the Avodah Zarah, it's a little different. By the Avodah Zarah, the way Rav Leibowitz is saying, by the Avodah Zarah, the original Avodah Zarah is prohibited, and anything I convert it into becomes prohibited. And so if I convert it to A, that's prohibited, and then B and C and D and E and F. By Shvius, it's a little different. By Shvius, the original fruit always becomes prohibited. That would say sell it for becomes prohibited, but let's say I swap it for A, swap it for B, swap. We'll see in a minute. Only the first and last time it becomes prohibited. So Rav Leibowitz was mentioning, he was quoting from the Rashba, it's really not Shtei Ketuvim Ke'echa. Shtei Ketuvim Ke'echa means I have two sources that teach me the same thing. Here it's not quite identical because the Avodah Zarah is like more potent than the Shvius. But let's take a look. So Avodah Kofar Mahada Amar. So what, just one minute. Wait. We'll talk. Wait 10 lines. You see the Mishnah? We see where it says Mishnah? Ma'anitin?
Somebody just said it.
No.
That's
Wait,
important.
wait. You see where it says Ma'anitin? I'm going to pause when I get to the Mishnah. Okay. So now, the Gemara says, Avodah Kofar Mahada Amar. So by Avodah Zarah, we know this is Vayitacherem Kamohu, that anything that you convert it into is banned like it. Shvi'it Mahi. What is Shemitah? What's the din about? So it says, Yovel Hi Kodesh Tehillachem. It's Yovel, we assume that whatever is Yovel is Shemitah, the same thing. It'll be Kodesh Tehillachem. My Kodesh took place at Damav. So just like Kodesh, if I'm selling Hekdesh in the base of Mikdash, and then I sell it, so the Damim get infused with the Kedusha. Av Shvi'it took place at Damav. So to Shemitah, the same way. He said that means like the products. But let's say I have Hekdesh, person was Makdish, his dining room set to the base of Mikdash, and then he's posed it. So the dining room set becomes permissible. The money is now infused with the Kedusha. So maybe the same thing by Shmias. I would think. It says, Tamalomar, Tiyeh, Baba Yatatahe. It says, Kodesh, Yovel, He, Kodesh, Tiyelachem. It remains in its present status. Ketzad, what's an example? Lakaf, the Perot, Shvi, Basar. Let's say he's got a bag of wheat that grew in the Shemitah year. And he takes the bag of wheat and he swaps it for a piece of meat. So they both have the din in Shemitah, meaning when the original item is not longer, let's say the wheat is not in the fields anymore, so he's got to be mafkir at all. Same thing with a piece of meat. But basar dagim, then let's say he swaps the meat for fish. It's not basar dagim. So in other words, he had A was the original perot shviyit. B is what he swapped it for, the basar, and C is now the dagim. So now it's only A and C have kedushas shviyit. The dagim yayin, he swaps the fish for wine, gets the dagim gets mas yayin. So only A and D have kedushas. Yayin shemen, he swaps the yayin for shemen, A and E, yatsa yayin, nefa shemen, A and E. Hakeitzad, the last item is going to have kedushas shviyit, and the original three is also prohibited. So the Gemara says that how do I know that the Yisurei Hana, if I sell it, so the damim becomes permissible? So the Gemara says because I only see the only time I see that the damim becomes prohibited is by avodah zarah and by shmita. So that's shnei ke'echad, but everywhere else is permissible. That's what we think. So the Gemara says, "Anichlamandamar." So it's according to the opinion, it says if I have written twice, I can't learn from it. Surely everything's good. Malamdin, but according to the opinion that even if it's written twice, I can learn from it. So why not learn from it now? The money will be prohibited. Says the Gemara says, "Miutek tibet." Even if I say Malamdin, but here there are specific mi'utim by the Avodah Zarah and by the Shviyas. Tivhafa, so it says by the Avodah Zarah, ki cherem hu, it's a banned object. I mean, this is banned, this has certain dinim, nothing else. With tivatam, and it says by the Shemitah, yovel hi, this is yovel, hi, in, midiachlinalo. Only this object, things grow in this year, but nothing else. Okay, so any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did? Go ahead.
Why do you have to go to seven different exchanges? Very simple. Come and say the first one, the parrot get it. And the last one, for example, you change it from A to B, B to C.
All
You have to
right.
go to seven different
All
Yamin
right.
and Masar and
All
Dayan.
right. All right.
What I mean, is there any significance?
All right. All right. All right. Now, any other questions? All right. All right. Let's take a look. All right. So I'm going to go further if anybody has any more
And
questions.
then what you said is that Avodah Zarah is much, much stronger,
Right.
so you cannot compare it in what sense?
In other words,
A, B, C, and D, all of them. Avodah Zarah, anything that comes.
Right. In other words, the original object and anything that's traded
Because of the
therein.
pasuk of what it says.
Well,
Maybe you
I'll.
could sometimes introduce the question or the comment.
All right, wait. I'll let the speaker introduce the question to you. 1 minute. Here's the speaker. Go.
The question was when the rabbi was talking about Avodah Zarah, he said it's much, much stronger. It's not the same weight as Shvi'i. So he's saying that the answer is that Avodah Zarah, anything that you change it with, will also be Asur. So therefore, you cannot come and make a comparison.
Thank you. Wasn't so hard.
Right. All
Thank
right.
you.
Any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay. Now let's take a look. All right. Let's go on. Okay.
They say something
Go ahead.
related.
Wait. Go ahead. Get the speaker.
It's not related so much here, but they said that this part that they had in Israel, they had the Buddha over there. So when Chaim was coming, they had a Buddha. Buddha. So Rabbi Mechaim was saying that's one of the things that Hashem really does not forgive and really
Right.
takes the person because it was
Right.
element of that.
All right. All right. Let's see further. All right. Now, we're in the test very wide line. I'm going to
Was
set
it
about
Shabbat? Is it
my reason. I'm a Kaddish Betrumanamasro, who my Tano, who may Chata, who the Afer Chata, reason to Desha, the Fit Israel. We think the Pshat in the Mishnah is like this. Let's say you have Yisrael, and he's in possession of Truma, which is obligated to give to a Kohen, and instead he's Mekadosh and Isha with it. So he doesn't own the Truma, but he has a right to give it to whatever Kohen he wants. So that ability to give it, that's called Tovat Hana. So we think that the Tovat Hana is Mamon. In other words, that the ability to give it to whichever Kohen he wants is worth
and
something.
value.
Right, that's what we think. That's what we think about it. Mekadosh with Truma. So he's Mekadosh with Truma, Ubamasrod, or he's got Maaser Rishon, or it could even sound that Maaser Ani. Matanot are the portions of a regular animal that's given to a Kohen, which means the Zroah L'Chayayim Mekeva, the right foreleg, the cheeks, and the maw, which is one of the stomachs. Ubamechata, if he's Mekadosh Isha with water that's been mixed with the Eper Parah. We have Afer Chata, but he has Afer Parah, is a different gear, so we're just with the ashes. So even if the person's doing the groom is Israel, and he gives it to the Isha, so she's Mekudeshet. That's what we think the Pshat in the Mishnah is. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Okay, let's see
So
further.
no, that's not that good news.
Yeah?
That's what you would have thought, but it's not.
Well, we'll see. Let's be patient. Okay, so now, 6 lines from the bottom. Gemara. So Amar Ula, Tovat Hana'a Mamon. So Ula says, Tovat Hana'a is this is separate from the Mishnah. In other words, the ability to, the right to give to the Truma to whoever I want, or the Maaser Rishon to whoever I want, that's not equivalent to Mamon halachically. So the way I what? Listen, you got to mute yourself unless you have a question. And we'll get questions in a few minutes, okay? Let me just help you with the muting. Right. Now, so the way I was talking today to Rabbi Chaim Parker, who's a Sholem Aleichem, Beis Medrash, and to Rabbi Dov Fink, who's in Kol Elyon, they were both saying they thought the pshat was that Tovah Hanah is like an intangible object. There's no object connected with it. And that they thought the pshat was that, like Tovah Hanah, it was like the value of an intangible object is, according to this, he says, is not considered mammon al pi halacha. So the Gemara says, Eifei Rabbi Abba Ula. So that's what Ula says. Rabbi Abba poses a question to Ula. I'm a tragic true master of Matano, Vechata, Vechapara, raising the condition of the spell. So he says, but the Mishnah says that if a man, we think the pshat is, a man takes truma, he's not a kohen, and he gives it to the woman, and he says, you're mekadesh to me with this truma. So she's, and she can't eat the truma either, and she's mekadeshin. So he says, that sounds like that Tobinah is mammon. Amalei, so Ula said back to him, Hachab Yisrael Shnatalu Tvalin Yideh Rabbi Yimel Kohen. He says, no, you misunderstood the Mishnah. The Mishnah is where the groom or the man's grandfather was a Kohen. The grandfather had Tevel, which is untithed produce, and he died and left it in Yerusha to the grandson. So he says, B'kasabar, Matanah Shluhunu, done. The Tana of our Mishnah holds that Matanah that have not been separated, we view it halach, as a being halachically separated for this purpose. So it means that the grandfather had Tevel. In the Tevel was Truma. So the Truma was, he could take the Truma himself because he's a Kohen. So he owned it already. So the grandfather owned the Truma. So he could leave the whole Tevel with the Truma, the grandson, and now the grandson owns everything, free and clear. And he can be Kaddish a woman with it. In Akinami, they're going to have to be mafresh the Truma, and then the Truma they can't eat, but they own it. They could sell it to a Kohen. In other words, it's his property. You got this or not?
Got it.
All right,
He
we're
never
good.
separated.
What?
He
Okay.
never separated. He could have, he was taking himself.
He
Since he was separate and gave it to himself,
But he
that
didn't. Right. All right. He
even
didn't.
though he did.
He, okay, now. All right, that's who the shot in the Mishnah. So by my name, Rabbi Chibar Avi Meir Abuna. So Rabbi Chibar Avi asked Abuna, Tovah Hanah Mamon, Oyin Mamon. Is Tovah Hanah considered Mamon or not? Amalei, 22, he said, we learned the answer to that. Amakadosh B'Tshuva N'Masra, Matav, Nechata, Nei Parpana, Harezim U'Kudeshah, B'Tshuva Yisrael. He says, yeah, that in other words, he's assuming like the original shot, that the person took Truma and gave it to the woman and said, you're Mekadesh to me with this Truma, not the grandfather situation. So that sounds like that Tovah Hanah is Mamon. So again, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba asked Rav Huna, and Rav Huna says the Mishnah says Mefurash that it is Mamon. Amar Lei, so then Rabbi Chiya bar Abba follows up. Didn't we say that it's talking about where the person Yarshin the Tevel from the grandfather? So it doesn't relate to Tovah Hanah. In other words, he's Mekadesh with something that belongs to him. So top line on Amud Beis, Minchat Amud Beis, 58 beats the top line. Amar Lei, so Rav Huna says to him, Hutza'at, you're Hutza'at. So he thought, so the Makshin got embarrassed. So what does a Hutza mean? Let's look at Rashi, the top Rashi. Hutza'at, a'at, Hutza'at, Mishmaita Amar Lei. He thought that it means I'm removed from the learning. I mean, I don't know what I'm talking about. Or you're someone who cuts reeds in the marshes, was shown Hutza v'dafna. But either way, it means not very learned. So he felt embarrassed. So again, this is Reb Chiya bar Abba was talking to Rav Huna, and Rav Huna said he's a Hutza. So he says, so Amalei Hutza, Ichsi, Husav or Mishmait Kamalei. So he, Rav Chiya bar Abba, thought he's saying I'm removed from the learning. Amalei, so Rav Huna said, no, Hachi Kamini, so that he was embarrassed. This is what I meant. Ravasi, the Hutzal Kai Kibatach, that you gave him a shot. Ravasi from Hutzal, he also holds like that. When he said Hutzal, it doesn't remove from it. It's like you're like the Hutzalite. He says, all right. So, okay, so we have two potential ways to learn the Mishnah. Either the Mishnah is saying that the man takes Truma and is Mekadesh the Isha with it, and Tovah Hanah is Mamon. Or perhaps the Mishnah doesn't relate to Tovah Hanah at all. It's just saying that if you if a person yarshin the tevel from his grandfather, and his grandfather was a Kohen, and he's the grandson of Yisrael, and so he now yarshins the right to the truma that's in it, and so it's his property, but only a Kohen can eat it, but it's in the tevel, so he can Mekadosh the issue with the tevel. Okay, so.
Grandfather was a Kohen, left them Truma, his grandson.
That's an excellent question.
Same thing.
Excellent question. Oh, who asked your question? Rashi. Let's look at Rashi.
Would that
Okay.
be much easier?
We'll see in a minute. We'll see in a minute. Okay. Second very wide line in Rashi and Amud Aleph. Nun Ched Amud Aleph, the second very wide line in Rashi. So he says, Kmisha, he said the grandfather left Tevuah, and it's like as if the Truma had been separated. The Truma. So Tala Vilafri Shu Kaimalatsmo. So the Yoresh, the grandson, can separate out the Truma and he could sell it to the Kohanim. The Kain Tim Karana. And the woman can also sell it to the Kohanim. So in Echinami means that the grandson will separate it out, but it's his property. Now, you ready for this line? Behuadinami Matsi Ukma the Truma Kohen. So he could have given the case like Yosef says, that the grandfather had truma, and the grandfather left the truma for the grandson. Elahat kashalei came like kashalamanitim sheik in the Kadesha. But then, if that's the case, what is the mission even teaching me? It's so obvious. That's so pashut. The grandfather left him property. He's mekadosh with the property. Now he's teaching me that things that are, the matanu shluhurmu kmishurmu dami. That's what he's teaching you.
Does his son have to step or he does not have to step?
The son has to separate it. In other words, because he still has to be mafresh truma. The son can't eat truma. He has to separate it from tevel. But once he separates the truma, that's his own property. The truma belongs to him, but only a Kohen can eat it.
Use that Kaddish
He
Shulchan,
can use it to
but
be
he does
kosher.
have to step.
Reminiscent, reminiscent of the sentence that is called the Balil, the Kol HaRa'uy LeBilah, the Balil,
I think it's a little different, frankly.
Yeah.
I think that's a different concept in my way
Yeah.
of thinking. Okay, let's see back on the Gemara. Now, okay, now on the third line from the top, on Nun Chema Beis, 58b, the third line from the top, Neima Kitanai, should we say this issue, whether or not Tovod Hana is Mam? Tovod Hana means like the benefit that I give it to whatever coin I want. Is that considered to be Mammon? Like for purposes of Kiddushin or not, is Machloket Tanayim. We had different opinions here. So name it Kitanayim. Should we say it's Machloket Tanayim? Agonev Tivlo Shelchaveiro, if somebody steals Tevel, or if Shimon steals Reuven's Tevel, Mishalom Dimot say Tivlo Shelchaveiro to Rebbe. So let's say the Tevel's worth $100. So Rebbe says he's got to pay back $100. Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda Omer, Shabo. Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda says, the guy didn't own the truma that's in it, so he's only going to pay him back
Ninety
the other part. The truma he's not going to pay back to him, and then if a kohen comes and asks him for the truma, he can say, "I don't want to give it to you. I give it to a different kohen." So the ganav is immune from that claim. So my labahak now within the Tana Kamma, the Mesivta Gemara mentioned, and Rabbi Lieber was also mentioned, is a machloket Rishonim when it says that he pays him. May Tivlo Shelchaveiro, does it mean the Chulin and the Tovat Hana'a, or does he mean that he pays him like the full value of the, let's say, the whole Tevuah and the Tovat Hana'a? You know what I mean?
the whole value is $100.
All
If you
right.
give $100 for
No, let's say the whole thing is $100, and let's say the table is worth $90, and then
too much
it's $10, but the Tovot Hana'a is a dollar. Let's say the Tovot Hana'a is a dollar. We'll leave out the details. Okay, just listen. Okay, so does it mean that he pays him $91, or does he pay him back? I don't know. It sounds like $101, that type of thing. So he says here. So somebody should say he just pays him like the $91, and someone say, no, he pays him. Sounds like he pay him 101 or something like that. So my love, hakimiflagi. Is it not the machloket between the Tana Kamma, the Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda, and the Tana Kamma, the Rebbe and Rebbe Yosef, the Rebbe's the Tana Kamma? Right? So Zamara Savora Tobananai Mamo. The Rebbe holds the Tobananai Mamo for halachic purposes, so the owner is entitled to, get that money back. He says Zamara Savora Tobananai Mamo. And the second one holds no stop Mamo. So you're up a creek. Let's take a look. The if you look at the fourth white line in Rashi, El Dmei Chulin Shabo, about Betrumel Meiser, when it comes to Meiser, Amalei, the God of will say to the original owner, La Bal Debrim Tadia, you don't have standing to make a claim for me. Ushebo Kohen, because you don't own it. In other words, you don't own the Truma, so you can get lost. Ushebo Kohen, and the Kohen shows up, Gamhu the Tovo, so the Kohen said, well, give me the Truma. He says, we'll push him aside. Biomar, he's like figuratively. Biomar, lo lachai mena kina kona cher. I don't want. I got a different coin. Get lost. So that's the question. So we think. So if the pshat in the Bryce is the way I just said it, so it turns on whether tovanana is mamon or not. So the Gemara says lo. The kugiyama tovanana ina mamon. I could say that everybody holds that tovanana is not mamon. So if that's the case, what's the reason for Rebbe? Mahaka b'tfalim shnaf lo beda bimo coin. The case of the Brysa, we think, is like we spoke about earlier, where a grandson, Yarshin Tevel, from his grandfather, who was a Kohen, and it's Talui, do I view the Truma as being separated already? Rebbe views that we view it as being separated already. So then the grandfather already took possession of the Truma. So even though he lives Tevel for the grandson, the grandson doesn't have to give, he owns the truma. Omar Sabar left Mishu Humadamian. Whereas Rabbi Yossi but Rabbi Huda holds, no, it's not like it was separated already. So Mela, you don't own it. So if you don't own it, it's stolen from you, you don't get it, you don't get compensated for it. The Ibai Dema, where else I could say, different shot, the Kuliyama Kamishu Humadamian. I could say that everybody holds, it's as if it was separated out. The Tobanana ain't a Mamon. The Tobanana is not considered Mamon. So what's the reason for Rebbe? The point of dispute between Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is Shmuel's halacha. Shmuel says that one grain of wheat can exempt the entire pile of wheat. In other words, even though customarily we give 1/50th or 1/40th or 1/60th as truma, Shmuel holds that on a derice level, one chita potters the whole pile. So if one chita, so it means it's de minimis. It's like, inconsequential. So therefore, Rebbe holds like Shmuel. So chita chai poteret kri. So giving you I can't be compensated for the truma or the tobananam from the truma, but that's de minimis. So give me back the whole money. He says tamar idle to Shmuel. That's Rebbe. Umar leil to Shmuel. The other one doesn't hold from Shmuel. So mela he can't get compensated for it. Or else I could say nobody holds from Shmuel. Nobody holds from Shmuel, so why would Rebbe say that he get, and Tovet Hanah is not Mamon, why would Rebbe hold that you get compensated for the whole thing? So he says, technically, the Ganav should not have to pay back the Truma. But the Chamim penalized the Ganav. We don't want the Chotei Niskar. We don't want the wrongdoer to reap the benefits of his wrongdoing. So he's got to pay everything back. And the other one holds, not that way. Or else I could say, everybody holds from Shmuel Halacha that he can give a de minimis amount of Truma. So everybody should say you get the whole thing back. But why does Rabbi Yisrael say you don't get the whole thing back? Because who Rabban of the Balabayit? Chamim wanted to penalize the Balabas, the victim. Sounds like a little strange, like you're penalizing the victim. He should not have delayed separating out the tevel. We don't like people separating out the tevel. You can see, like you say, what are you looking at me? Like, you got the guy, you got him stealing everything. But anyway, so we're penalizing, we view the victim as also a type of wrong. Okay. All right. Who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I did so far?
Is that also for Masa or is that only for Chum?
So the Emerson, they don't know. I don't know. No. Maser, it can't be. Maser has to be 10%. Yeah, for Maser, you can't say it. Only can say it for Truma, right? Okay, now.
2%.
Go ahead. Okay, wait. Daniel has questions. Wait 1 minute. Okay.
Number one, it was still there. So number one, Tuvat Hana'ah. If a Kohen wants to come and take his portion, can the person come and say, I'm going to give it to you if you give me something for that, or this is not allowed? Because then you can actually come to. Okay, and if the person who's coming to steal it is a Kohen, then he can come and keep the.
No, this
It doesn't
is
make it because he doesn't have to give it to. Okay,
okay.
that's it.
Good. Glad we
Okay.
resolved that. Thank you. All right. Now let's see Dr. tomorrow. All right. We lost the picture here.
That's awesome.
Where'd everybody go?
Maybe just make it larger, the picture. There we
All right. Everybody with me? Okay. Let's see further. All right. Now we're on the fourth very wide line on Nun Chet Amud Beis. All right. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah that we did a little while ago, a Mekadesh B'Truma V'Masrot. If a man is Mekadesh a woman with Truma or Maaser, with a Matanot, is like the portions of the animal that go to the Kohen. But here's the part we need. Mechatad uve efer para. If he's Mekadesh with efer, mechatad is the water that's mixed with the efer para, or the plain efer para, and raise him with Kadeshet, the Alpha P Israel, and he says, Vapilu Yisrael, as we learned. So the focusing on the last two points, that Israel can be Mekadesh and Isha with mechatad or efer para. What the Tanna Mishnah? The Ravina, we pose a contradiction from the following Mishnah. Hanotel sakhar, if a rabbi takes money to judge a case, so the din is batel. La'i, if a person takes money to give testimony, edutobatela, the edus is batel. Now here's the key though. Lahazod, if a person takes money to sprinkle the water, the mei para, the mechatan on somebody, ulakadesh, or we think it means like to mix, the efer para with the ashes. He says meimav meimara. So then the water is considered like cave water. The eferoh efer mikla. The ashes are like regular burn. In other words, they don't have any halachic, value. So the difficulty is if you're getting value for it. It sounds like it has no value. So how can a person be Mekadesh and Isha with Efer Paro or Mechatat? It sounds that then he's getting value for it. If I get value for it, it's worthless. So that's the question. Everybody with me? So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye lo kasha. So Abaye says there's no contradiction between our Mishnah and the Mishnah we just quoted. Kan b'schar hava'o mi lui. In our Mishnah, we're talking about the sakhar of bringing the ashes like a long distance. Let's say the Efer Par is in Yerushalayim, I bring the Efer Par to Tiberia. So that has a certain value. In Milui, I'm filling up the water with the from the spring water. That has value. Kan b'schar hazaa, the second Mishnah is talking about sakhar for sprinkling it on somebody. The kiddush is like mixing it together. That's the sakhar. So if I get sakhar for sprinkling or mixing the ashes with the water, then it's valueless. But I can take get sakhar for transporting it and getting and drawing forth the mechatat from the spring. So the Gemara says, "Deikanami the katani hacha." We could deduce the same answer from a careful reading of the Mishnayot. In our Mishnah says, "Bemechatat ube'e for para." Our Mishnah refers to mechatat, like the mixture of the ashes with the water ube'e for para and the ashes. The Ketani HaTam, then over there, and the other Mishnah says, Lahazot, like to sprinkle, Ulakadesh, to mix it. Shmamina. So here we see they're talking about two different things. Okay.
What exactly is the
So let's say she lives in Tiberia. He brought the Efer Para from Yerushalayim. So that has value. So for anybody in the world, I don't know if this Efer Para is so rare.
Says transportation costs for that.
I could charge you for transporting the Efer
Transportation.
Para. It's like the FedEx. I could charge you for that. So, but I'm here. I'm giving you a Mekadeshi with it. Okay, let's okay. Wait, 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 wait. Okay. Nice and loud so everybody.
So over here we're talking about schar for the person bringing it, but there's something called schar batala. If the ed comes and says, "This is my time is valuable," they're not talking about it here.
Sparbatala is usually some of the earlier part of the mission. Did you see that?
Can they?
Did
No.
you sit there? Okay. No.
Can
So,
they?
okay. Sparbatala is, let's say, when you have a rabbi, he's not allowed to take money for teaching.
Right.
So, how do rabbis get money today?
depends on something else.
Right. So I get svar batala. In other words, if I would like, you know, just
an attorney.
Right. And then so my downtime, you know, and then I'm being underpaid, right? Like that. So that's
opportunity cost.
But that's svar batala.
So therefore, here the person who's done or the person who gives testimony comes and says, listen, I'm not charging, but I could have done something else during this time. So therefore,
I don't know. I have to look into
second
that.
Thing, can you do behavla?
One second, you want an answer?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was answer.
Okay, one second. So usually, yeah. So you, all right, one second. So usually we say rabbis so that they get paid schar batala. So Rabbi Leibowitz was talking today about getting schar for doing the seder gittin and kiddushin. So by the gittin, he said that they say you could get it because it's really not really like a din Torah. You're just looking to see everything is correct. But by the kiddushin, it's more problematical. But he quoted one of those say kalim, like it worked out that you know there's a way to get money for it. Okay, go ahead. What's
the second question?
What's
to have
the all right. One minute. Okay, go ahead.
So he said that the person is able to come and charge for transportation. Could he come and charge a higher amount for transportation and the Hazza'ah is going to be included in that? He's going to charge $150 for transportation, only cost $100. As an example, because we do use it. We do use it for Schar Shabbat and other things.
Right, that's more used by Schar Shabbat. But you're not allowed to hear, you're not allowed. You, in other words, you want to say, all right, I won't say. I'll tell you. Daniel wants to say like this. You're not allowed to charge for work that you do on Shabbos, but they usually say if you do b'havla, havla means if I combine it with work I do during the week, but it really means that you're getting, in other words, let's say I'm serving as a waiter on Shabbos, not doing malacha, but I'll do some work on Friday, and I'll put it all together in one lump sum, and I'll get paid for the whole project. That's Havla'ah. So Daniel wants to do the whole thing with Havla'ah and wants to say that maybe there's a way with the Hazza'ah that I could get paid for the Hazza'ah. So I don't know. Let me leave it. I don't know. Okay, now let's see back in the lab. Hadra Lacha Ishma Kaddish. Okay, now let's do the next Mishnah, and then let's wait till the end of the Mishnah, and then we'll all ask all our questions, okay? So Reuven says to Shimon, I'm crazy about Rachel. Do me a favor. I want you to be Kaddish Rachel for me. And Shimon thought, you know, this Rachel's not a big girl, and he's been Kaddish Rachel for himself. So Rachel is Mekudesha to Shimon now. And we don't say Rachel was like misled because had Rachel realized that Reuven was the one who wanted to be Mekadesh her, maybe she wouldn't have accepted Shimon's offer. She's Mekadesh to Shimon. Let's say Reuven says to Rachel, you're Mekadesh to me after 30 days. In other words, I'm giving you, let's say, the money now or the ring now, and it'll be effective 30 days from now. And then meanwhile, someone came, let's say, like Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan is coming up. So Rosh Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, Reuven says to Rachel, you're Mekadesh to me, but effective in 30 days. It'll be effective, let's say, in Rosh Chodesh Kislev. And then on the 15th of Cheshvan, somebody comes and is Mekadesher. He says, Mekadesh the Sheni. So now she's Mekadesh to the second person because the second condition she accepted before the first one was effective. And in that last case, if she's a Bas Yisrael, and the second husband is a Kohen, she could eat Truma. In other words, she's fully his wife. Now it means on a Derisa level. We've studied before that after Kedushin, it's not like the Truma on a Derabana level, right? Well, one thing is we're afraid that, what's the reason we know Fern? Why does that take place?
Like brothers.
Your name Fern? Anyway. So, yeah, okay.
What did the other Fern say?
he was saying that he'll give the truma to the members of her household, right?
Right, okay. To her father.
Yosef says there's another reason. We're going to hear from Yosef. What's the second reason, Yosef? Right. Okay, that's true. Okay, we learned Simpon. Okay, anyway, so let's see back to the door.
Simpon, what was that again?
A mom, that he might find a mom on her. Okay, now.
Right.
Okay, now the fifth line. Now, let's say he says, Me'achshav ulachar shloshim yom. So we don't know what these words mean because the Gemara is going to have to explain it. But the Gemara is going to have two possibilities. One second. Yeah, the first is that it's a Tanai. In other words, you're Mekudesha to me now, but I have 30 days in which to revoke it. That's the first way that he's doing it. Or the other pshat is that he changed his mind and he said, Me'achav, and he said, no, it's Lachar Shloshim Yom. You're Mekudesha to me after 30 days. Uba'achir v'kitchim tov Shloshim Yom. Then somebody came in as Mekudesha in the 30 days. So the second way, it's not a problem. The first way, it's a problem. So Mekudesha be'in Mekudesha, meaning, we don't know who she's Mekudesh. She's Mekudesh to somebody. We don't know if it's to A or B. So she's going to need Gittin from both of them if she's going to marry a third party, or get from one of them if she's going to stay with one of them. This is Bat Yisrael, the Kohen. If she's Bat Yisrael and one of them was a Kohen, or Bat Kohen the Yisrael, or one of she was a Bat Kohen, one of them was Yisrael, lo tokal b'truma. Either way, she can't eat the truma. Okay? All right. So why don't you join us for two lines of Daf Yomi?
Is that because she has a get that she can't eat the truma?
Okay, one time. Let me just give this Gemara to somebody. Okay. No, it means like this. You have Reuben and Shimon are both Mekadesh Rachel. Reuben says, you're Mekadesh to me, Me'achshav u'lachar shloshim yom. We don't know what Reuben meant. Did Reuben mean, you're Mekadesh to me from now, but I have like an escape clause within 30 days, I can revoke it? Is that what he meant? In which case she's Mekadesh as of now, or maybe he meant Me'achshav, then he changed his mind. He said, Lachar Shloshim Yom, gives me after 30 days. And then Shimon came, please open the Gemara, page 116, and then Shimon came, and then Shimon was Mekadesher. So we don't know, is she Mekadesh to Reuven or Mekadesh to Shimon? So if she wants to marry Levi, she's got to get from both of them. If she wants to marry Reuven or Shimon, she needs to get from the other one. Meanwhile, if she's a Bat Kohen and one of them is Israel, so she can't eat Truma because she's maybe Mekudesha. If she's a Bat Israel, one of them is a Kohen, she can't eat the Truma yet because we don't know if she's Mekudesha. Okay, now, the Gemara says two lines from the bottom. Okay, point to the place, Mark. Point to. Okay, go ahead. Go.
When you're.
Wait. Right. No, it's. It means that she's fully Mekudesha. In other words, the case was, he says, you're Mekudesha to me after Shloshim Yom. Yeah, which was the first case? That is the first part, no? Okay, so Reuven says, you're Mekudesha to me after 30 days. Then Shimon says, you're Mekudesha to me now. So the Gemara says that she's Mekudesha to Shimon. But I think maybe it's not so pashut. So what the Mishnah says, but Yisrael Kohen talk about truma. He's 100% married. I'm to the cop that she can immediately the truma. Okay, now, okay, two lines from the bottom. So the first case in the Mishnah was Reuven says to Shimon, I want you to Mekadesh Rachel for me, and then Shimon kind of like double crosses him and is Mekadesh Rachel for himself. So Tana Masha Sasui. So the Tana taught a Brisa. What he did is water under the bridge. It's an effective kedushin. El shenahagul minag ramaud. But he was a rav for doing that. In other words, his conduct was abhorrent. B'tana didan, our tana, halach nami dekatani halach ramaud. Our tana indeed agrees with that. When our tana says, he says on the top line, he says the halach v'kitchul atzmo, he meant halach ramaud. He did it like in a sneaky way. Okay.
So yeah. Why don't we try to instill justice?
Well,
because we are able to come in the Kiddushin. We have the power.
Yeah.
You're Ramai, well, get lost, and this
well,
is not
wrong. We'll see in a minute. Now, we're going to see.
Can you just go over when you're being Mekadesh and Isha for someone else?
Right.
What's the procedure? Hare at Mekudesha Lo? Are
right.
They like
Haray,
pronouns?
Harei Mekudesh and Leruven, b'tabatzu, kedat Mishel b'Yisrael. Okay, now. Okay, please let's all listen a little bit, and then we'll go further. Okay, now, the Mishnah says if Reuven appoints a shliach to perform kiddushin with a certain woman, instead of fulfilling his charge, shliach betroths the woman to himself. Kiddushin is valid, and she's Mekudesh to the shliach. The Rabbi of the Rifa explained that the chiddush of this halacha is that despite the fact that Shliach acted unethically, by seizing his prospective bride for himself, the rabbis do not penalize and revoke the kiddushin, which somebody just mentioned, by the rule of called the Makadish Dai to the Rabbanan Makadish. Whoever's Makadish woman is subject to what the Chachamim want. Well, that's who asked that? You did. Okay. Alternatively, Tosfos explains that the Mishnah teaches that even if the Shliach initially mentioned that he was appointed as Reuven Shliach, we do not reinterpret his declaration of Harayim Mukadesh Li to mean that you are here by betrothed to the sender. It's a little bit touching on what you were saying, Fern. In other words, Shimon says, according to the Balei Tosfot, Shimon says, Reuven sent me to be Shliach, but I want, but Harayim Mukadesh Li. So we don't say that he meant, to Reuven. Rather, we interpret this word literally, and since he said Li, you should take effect with Shliach. Tosfos explains that the woman is betrothed to the Shliach in such a case only if she clearly understood that Shliach intended to take her as his own bride, and she acknowledges that she wanted to marry the Shliach. If, however, the woman claims that she misunderstood the Shliach's intent, and that she accepted the Kedushin thinking that the Shliach wanted to perform the Kedushin on behalf of Reuven, then she's not Mekadeshet to the Shliach. Tosfos does not explain, however, whether or not she's Mekadeshet to Reuven. Okay, now, the Rambam rules that if Reuven's appointment of the Shliach was well known and established by two witnesses, then we assume the Kedushin was performed on behalf of Reuven, even if the Shliach claims to the contrary. This is really the Kiddush. However, if his appointment was not well established, then there is a halachic doubt as to who she is betrothed to, and each party must act stringently in accordance with their own claim. The woman who claims that she meant to marry Reuven is henceforth forbidden to marry. He's got Reuven's, he's got mother and sister. I was a little confused here. Even upon receiving a divorce, it means, he is. In other words, she can't marry Reuven's like close relatives, and the shliach is forbidden to marry the woman's relatives since he claimed that he married her. The woman, however, is permitted to marry the shliach's relatives after Reuven divorces her since she claims that she never married the shliach. The Ran disagrees with this ruling and asserts that since Kedushin requires the mutual consent of both parties, and one claims she does not intend to marry the Shliach, the Kedushin should be ruled definitely invalid, regardless of the Shliach's intent. Even if the Shliach intended to marry the woman herself, his parents simply marry her relatives since she never sent to marry him. All right, 1 minute. Now the Rosh says that if Shliach mentioned he was sent by Reuven, and then intending to dutifully fulfill his charge, he mistakenly said, Haram conditionally, instead of Haram conditionally, Reuven, the Shliach definitely is not betrothed to this woman. He had no intention to marry her. In other words, let's say he was the Shliach, and he says, I'm Reuven Shliach, and he comes to the woman, and he says, I'm Reuven Shliach, and then he takes out the ring, his own ring, whatever, and he says, all right, I'm Mekadesh Li, but he never intended to be to himself. Anyway, the Beis Shmuel rules that in such a case where Shliach really wanted to perform the Kedushin on behalf of Reuven, the woman is Mekadesh Reuven, provided that was her intent as well. Right. The Avni Milun disagrees and maintains that even though the woman says that she understood the Shliach intended to perform the Kedushin on behalf of Reuven, which is not valid because the Shliach failed to enunciate that he's performed the Kedushin on behalf of Reuven. All right, I got a cool update. Before the time,
I understood that the Shliach was offering to marry her and she accepted she's the culprit.
All right. He's got a story here, but I should have a call it a day. One second. Let me end the recording. One second.